you stop talking and baking.
And the outside, the skin, you could take that and make what you call the rind, I think you call it. But you can take that and cut it off. You can boil with it. Or either you can take it and make crispy skin, you know, crackling.
What you
call crackling. Mm-hmm. Make lard out of the fat part. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a problem with your meat?
We were lucky enough to save ours. Because my little Ned had this big walk-in refrigerator, and we saved all ours.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. And you said you didn't?
Because we sold it anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. But we saved some at home. Every now and then we'd save a haul for hams at home, cured ham.
You said you didn't sell too many eggs. No eggs.
Everybody had their own eggs and chicken. We all had. We didn't food anything like that.
Did you sell any other things? Like you said you had butter, right?
Well, we had that. We mostly used that for home use, and we'd give our neighbors, some of them didn't have cars. Mm-hmm. I always had a lady to churn for me. And we'd give her butter and milk. We didn't sell it.
How about cheese?
Well, no, we never made any cheese. The only thing I made was souse meat.
What's
out
that?
Of hog meat.
Uh-huh.
Hog head and feet.
Oh.
We made souse meat out of that.
Did you make anything else?
I don't remember anything else.
How about like liver sausage?
Liver sausage? No, nothing but sausage
in the plain sausage. How about at the
whole wood? Did you ever make anything at the
whole wood? Never did. Mm-hmm.
In those days, we didn't
do things like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, on your
butter. How did you make your butter?
Well, you see, you milk your cow. And when you milk your cow, you see, you take that milk and strain it up and sit it in a warm place if it's cold until it clabbers.
Mm-hmm.
And when it clabbers, you churn it and make your butter, catch your butter.
Oh.
Amen.
What about when it's sour milk? Did you make anything out of sour milk?
Well, I never did because I stayed, you know, busy all the time from the store home, and I didn't have a chance to do anything like that.
What about when it
spoiled? What?
Butter?
Uh-huh. Oh, butter didn't spoil.
You
use that up.
Oh.
And give away lots of, too. In those days, people had plenty of things, you know, and sometimes some didn't.
Well, it couldn't spoil.
And those that didn't have it, we'd give it to them. Well, I never could sell mine. Because a lot of people were unlucky and didn't have it, and I just give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, butter never did spoil.
No, but, and
did
I...
Did it ever taste funny or something?
No, kind of lucky. Some would be white and some would be creamy, you know, pretty color, mm-hmm. yellow.
But you couldn't keep it too long.
We just didn't do it, no way. Mm-hmm. You cook with it, you know, cook cakes and pies and different things, and you butter with breakfast, you know, hot biscuits and things.
Mm-hmm.
And hot cakes, waffles and things like that. So we kept up with our, well, see, I had a lot of children, and I could use a good bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever take the juice of the head cheese from the liver sausage and stir it with cornmeal or something like that?
The what?
The juice of the head cheese or something like that.
The juice of a head cheese, I would take, that's where we get our sauce meat. You see, you take that, you boil that head, clean that head good,
mm-hmm.
and the feet, and you take that and cook it all together, all to pieces off the bones, and then you make your souse meat. But that juice is in there too, you see. You have to use that. It congeals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like jelly when it's cold.
Oh.
And so that way you make the souse meat from the head.